بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the success of the entire mankind in following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shariat, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, we fulfill. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited from, we refrain from that. Throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel. Bani Israel were the Jews, the progeny of Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, and the mistakes that they had made. And one of the major mistakes the Bani Israel made was they were selective when it came to following deen. Where something suited them, then they accepted it. And when something was against their tabiat, their mizaj, then they conveniently rejected it or they reinterpreted it. They gave a different interpretation. So this was one of the reasons for their destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. What do you believe in some part of the book and you disbelieve in some part? Some laws, some injunctions you accept, and some things you conveniently reject and leave it out. This is definitely not acceptable. If you claim to be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you accept Allah as your Rabb, you accept the Nabi of the time as your Nabi, how can you be selective in accepting some things and rejecting some things? So it's as though you are not following Allah, you are not following the Nabi, but you are following your nafs and your desires. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The punishment of who does that from you will be that he will be disgraced and humiliated in this worldly life. And on the day of Qiyamah, then they will be sent to an even more severe punishment. So in this world also, when people become selective of what they want to accept and what they want to take, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be disgrace and humiliation. And unfortunately throughout the world now, if you look at the condition of the Muslims, then there's disgrace and there's humiliation. And one of the reasons for this could very likely be that we have become selective in accepting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What suits us, what we feel to be easy, what we feel to be convenient, we take that. But when something we feel it's difficult or it's hard or it doesn't suit us or for some reason it doesn't appeal to us, then that is something that we reject. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success in the complete submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are approaching now the month of Dhul Hijjah, we are in Dhul Qadah. The months of Hajj has already commenced, Dhul Qadah, and some say Shawwal, Dhul Qadah, and the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that is regarded as the months of Hajj. And these are also the Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred months now. Dhul-Qadah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab. These are the four sacred months in the Islamic calendar. The Quran Sharif speaks about Minha Arba'atun Hurum. There are four sacred months. You will hear a lot about the life of Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. You will hear different bayans, different talks. Even on the day of Qurbani, you will hear the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. But what was the theme in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? If you look at Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam's life, if you examine his life, and thousands of years have passed, and we still speak about him, and the Quran Sharif still praises Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. One of the outstanding features in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was wholehearted submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever command it was, whether it is now for him to leave his own hometown, whether the command was for him to break the idols, whether the command was for him to take his beloved wife and child and leave them in the barren lands of Makkah Mukarrama. The command is to put a knife on the neck of his one and only son at that time. He never questioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, why are you giving me this command? Oh Allah, why is it so difficult? Why I cannot do this? But your enemies are living lives of luxury. No. If this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wholeheartedly I must submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I must surrender to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mullah Rumi rahmatullahi alayh, he puts this in a different way. And he says that your whole life, you are like a rock. You know, you are hard. You didn't want to change. You didn't want to make adjustments in your lives. You heard different things, different bayans. Your whole life you stayed like a rock. What goodness came out from that? Now reduce yourself to dust. Now reduce yourself to sand. Now soften up now. This is Allah's command. Let me make an attempt. Let me try to change. Maybe I might not reach perfection. Maybe I cannot change everything. But some things, let me try and change. And then he says, then see what beautiful crop then start coming out from you. All you need to do is soften up. All you need to do is surrender. To say, now this is Allah's command. I will make an effort. I will try to the best of my ability. So this is success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success in wholeheartedly following every injunction, every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Success of this dunya also. Success in the qabr and success in the year after. Even in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him blessings. وَلُوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلُوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah ta'ala says, for these people now, if they just bring this taqwa in their lives and they start adhering to the commands of Allah, so we will open now the barakat of the skies and the earth to them. Everything they will get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give rain in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give crop in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you barakah in your wealth. He'll give you barakah in your life, in your children, in your progeny. But the condition is, you adopt this quality of taqwa. And taqwa, as we mentioned, in simple words, whatever is the command of Allah, we will fulfill the command of Allah. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits, we will refrain from that. Allah ta'ala has prohibited us from this. We don't need to ask any questions. There's no deliberation. There's no debates. There's no discussion. It is something clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited from it. We will refrain from it. In this way, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up great blessings for that person. In this dunya, the person will see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the secret behind the success of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What made Sahaba so successful? How is it that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they went out in battle, they had taken on superpowers of that time without any fear, because they knew that we are obeying Allah. And as long as we obey Allah, Allah's help is with us. And if Allah's help is with us, there is no way that anyone can overpower us. There's no way that anyone can drop us down, and there's no superpower on the surface of this earth that can frighten us, because we have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us. So this is what we need to constantly work on. How can I get the help of Allah? How can I get the mercy of Allah? And how can I obey Allah? Through the obedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will come, Allah's mercy will come, and inshallah that is our success in this dunya. And in the akhirat, may Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.